for the last 15 minutes, I'm so excited because truth be told, this was one person that I was hoping was going to make it through our exhibit hall. I'm a big fan of Jeff Johnson. I have been for a long time. When I came into media as a young person, specifically doing politics, this was one of the people that I looked up to, and I'm really proud of the work that he does and the way that he represents our communities and challenges the status quo with critical thinking. So, Jeff Johnson, welcome.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. So I'm so glad you're here because I thought of you and I almost quoted you earlier in the show. We were interviewing a gentleman by the name of, I don't recall if it was Butterfield who said it or Dwight Evans. We talked to a lot of people since we've been here, right? And we were on, no, it was Houston. It was Lavelle Houston. So you remember after the Urban League National Convention, Europe discourse, we'll call it, with Kurt Schmuck went viral. And I was sitting in the front row. And so we were having a conversation about the NFL protest and what it's about. Hmm. And then he did the same thing. And I was like, you know, if Jeff was here, he'd have shut that down. But what is it? And why is it? Is it a fear? What is it that makes our community afraid to say, this is wrong? And that doesn't mean that I'm not saying this is wrong. I'm saying that this is what I'm tackling first. We teach our children, you know, that they have to prioritize. We tell people that at work. We write policy and procedure that way. But when it comes to the way that we prioritize our moments and our movements, we seem to lose all of our home training.
Well, I think we have too much home training sometimes. So we have this politics of respectability where we want to stay in line versus be honest. And that doesn't mean be ignorant. I think that's been one of the things I've appreciated the most about these ball players is that nobody's been ignorant. They haven't been boisterous. They haven't been belligerent. They haven't attacked anybody. They haven't come at anybody. They haven't said they're anti-American. In fact, in many cases, they've been very focused on message, concerned, saying they're concerned about this, and that's what real patriots are. So I think one of the issues that we as a community haven't had, it's been a long time since we've had a conversation about what is a patriot. And the fact that as African-American people, we fought in every field of battle that this country has ever had. And in many cases, there were people in World War I that came back and were lynched in their uniform. We've always fought for this country. We've always built this country. And so we've got grounds to complain. We've got grounds to take a knee. So I like what's happening. I hope that it becomes a bridge for greater conversation, greater action, and more direct and strategic action that goes beyond kind of these moments of protest that are symbols to how do we actually create power.
Speaking of the atmosphere of intolerance, Jeff Johnson, Adam Jones, captain of the Baltimore Orioles, was asked about Colin Kaepernick's protest.
Yep.
He said, you know, I wouldn't do it that way, but I understand why he did it.
Yep.
And he also went on to say that part of the reason why you don't see baseball players, specifically black baseball players, making these types of protests is because we only make up 8%. Black American baseball players only make up 8% of the major leagues. Therefore, it's a white man's league. He caught all kinds of flack for just making those statements. I mean, there is a level of intolerance that even if you just, I don't think anything he said was incendiary or inflammatory, but just standing
up. But flawed.
Because
at the end of the day, this shouldn't be about what the makeup of Major League Baseball is.
Of course
it should. It should be about are you moved to do it or not? And if you're not moved to do it, say you're not moved to do it and sit down. But trying to make excuses for why black baseball players shouldn't join a protest, to me, is not the answer.
I agree with that. But the whole point is that even him saying that, there was a white backlash against him on social media. It's this atmosphere. I'm speaking to this atmosphere of intolerance that if a black person says anything, almost.
But I'm wondering why we keep caring about what people say about us on social media.
Let me tell you,
Let me say one thing because I haven't said anything during this segment. Is that you talked about the protest being a symbol, and I think you're right. It is symbolic, but it's a symbolic protest of a symbol. It's almost silly because it's almost silly to backlash against it because he is protesting really what that symbol is supposed to stand for. It's supposed to stand for everybody having equal rights. It's supposed to stand for everybody being treated equally. It's supposed to stand for everybody having a right to speak. And yet when he addresses that right that symbol stands for, he's being told that he's being disrespectful. That's the part that's silly to me.
No, I agree with that. I mean, but I think that's the point, too, that we have to begin to be serious about who has access to the First Amendment and who doesn't. So there are those who, when they exercise their First Amendment rights, it's justifiable and you're a patriot. And then there are others when they use their First Amendment right and they're viewed as thugs or terrorists. So it still speaks to the existing double standard. The question is, what are we going to do with it? Because at some point, taking a knee during the national anthem is a great symbol, but the question is, where do we go from there? And so what does that say to college athletes who are now exercising a level of power that we haven't often seen on college campuses? And how does it go from, I'm going to take a knee during the national anthem, to these athletes now saying, how are we pushing more effective policy and legislation on the campus that creates a better environment for people of color who aren't athletes? Because when that begins to happen, it's the kind of evolution that I think is real versus just symbolism that we use for the moment.
Jeff, I want to thank you so much. I know we didn't have a whole lot of time with you, but I appreciate it.
I appreciate the time.
I think both of these audiences needed to hear you, and I feel like I thought you up because I certainly thought of you when I heard what Lavelle Houston said, and then here you can walk right up in front of me.
How about look at God?
Look at here you. Thank you, Jeff Johnson.
All right, y'all.
You're listening again to a simulcast between WEAA and WURD here live from the Congressional Black Caucus.